Welcome to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast from EIT Food.
In these episodes, we want to shine a light on new projects and agri-food startups and hear about their efforts to fight for a better food future. This week, we're handing over to Mark Snickers to tell us about One Third, who are using data systems to predict and improve the shelf life of fresh produce.
Hi, my name is Marco Snickers, and I'm the founder of One Third. We're a startup based out of the Netherlands. We're part of the EIT Food Rising Food Stars, and we're fighting for the future of food because one third of food's wasted, and that's just not acceptable. So one third of food's still wasted, and 40% of that is fresh produce. And one of the root causes is that shelf life of fresh produce varies a lot. It could be through seasonality, weather, and obviously handling during logistics. It's a $1 trillion issue for our industry, and it's resulting in 10% of all the CO2 emissions. That's 7 times more than the airline industry. One Third has developed a method to predict shelf life, and we're using an AI-based scanner to basically look at the inside of the product and determine the remaining shelf life. This allows our customers, who are growers, distributors, and retailers, to get real-time information about shelf life and take immediate actions, which could be dynamic routing during logistics, it could be dynamic pricing at the retail. And if we do that, we believe that this will increase efficiencies, save millions of euros for our customers, and reduce that one third of food which is lost. So typically when a product comes in at, for example, a DC, there is an inspector there who's looking visually on how the product looks. And then based on that, he decides, hey, I should put something on the shelf and see how long it lasts. So then it is basically brought to the QA lab and put on the shelf, and they basically look how long it takes before the product is unacceptable anymore. Now, where we come in is that while he's looking still on the pallet, he could scan with our scanner some of the products, and we would immediately give him information about shelf life, and he could see if that meets the spec. And that way, he can immediately take decision whether this batch will be acceptable for his customer and move it through the supply chain instead of waiting 5-6 days to get feedback from the QA lab. So what we're using in our scanner is infrared spectroscopy. And we're using light to measure chemical processes going on in the product. So light basically penetrates the product as it gets transparent in the infrared. We see what kind of biological processes are going on, and we capture what's returned from the inside into our sensor. Through AI technology, we're able then to establish the remaining shelf life of this product. So basically what we think is that our technology can be used in all parts of the supply chain. So the grower wants to know where to send this product, but also at the distribution level, we can check what's coming in, compare from different suppliers, and then again, spread it out to the different retail stores. We believe that eventually also in the store, where they are using very static expired dates, we can make that more flexible by really testing at that moment in time whether a product is still good. Because it might be that at a certain expired date, the product can still last for a couple of days. But today, based on that date, they're taking it out of the shelf and throwing good products away. So also in the store, knowing what the real expired date is for fresh produce can save them a lot of money and also sell this to the consumer, make them aware how many days they have to consume it. Well, it's been a pleasure to be part of the Rising Food Star. Being selected is already quite a procedure, and only the best companies out there get selected. So we're very proud that we are Rising Food Star. And it opens up a lot of possibilities towards their members, because potentially the members are partners we can work with or even implement our technology at. So we've been only part of the program for a couple of months, but we already see quite a lot of activities and potential collaborations. And we hope that during the rest of the period will make the best of it. So if you look at the cost of food waste, it's millions for retailers, but also for the supply chain. If you are a grower and you are selling your product, but it's rejected at the destination, then they basically don't get paid. That means that that whole container is lost for them, and they've spent so much time and effort in growing that and getting it out to the customer. And so we're really talking about millions for growers and hundreds of millions for retailers. And so if we only can change that a little bit, on one hand, obviously it will save them a lot of money, but at the same time, this food can now be consumed by the consumers, and that was the original purpose. Think about how you want to address this issue of food waste throughout the food chain. What I see is that quite a lot of companies are still siloed and working on it from their perspective, but that way you kind of miss the overall picture. And I see that where we are successful is if we can work together with not only the retailer, but also their suppliers, distributors, and even the growers. And then together we're coming up with these novel ideas on how could we dynamically route these things. And that's probably true with a lot of other problems as well. So take a step back and see how you can work together with your partners in the industry to make a difference. And I think if we would all do that, things would go much faster and we'd be more successful.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast.
To find out more and to learn how you can get involved in the fight for a better food future, head over to eitfood.eu/podcast and join the conversation via hashtag EITFoodFight on our Twitter channel at EITFood. For more information on One Third, head over to onethird.io.